Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. I'm fine.
So you say you can hear me. I can hear you now.
Okay, that's what it is. It's
that's much better.
Yeah, I forgot about the fucking microphone.
All good. All good.
All right, let me hit all right, we're recording now. What's going on, guys? How the fuck are you? Welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode of the pod. I got a very special guest here, long overdue. Hilarious comedian, fucking good friend of mine, has a brand new album out now. He's tours all over the fucking country. One of the best around. Nico White is my guest.
Oh, man. First of all, buddy, cheers to you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here. I hope the folks that are listening, I hope you're doing well wherever you are. And it's good to be here on the podcast, man. What are we talking about?
Here's the thing, man. I have so many questions pulled up from fans about, you know, their dating lives and everything. But to me, I thought it would just be inappropriate to, like, with everything going on in the world today.
Yeah.
And how fucking, you know, me and you live in New York. We're seeing this shit firsthand.
Yeah.
To then be like, well, you know, you gotta try Hinge again.
Right.
It just wouldn't feel right.
It feels kind of odd to give dating advice at a time like this. How do I flirt with this girl? Hey, man, honestly, the world might not be around for you to flirt with anybody if things keep up this way. So I hope everyone's paying attention.
I'm about to release the guide on how to pick up some protest pussy.
Go for it. But you said it like you don't know how, Lev. I think you'd be the man for that, right?
Well, so here's what's interesting is I figured, you know, today we talk about this. And just to preface, you're one of the most well-educated on black issues amongst friends that I have. In terms of, you're the kind of guy who will be like, well, do you know about fucking Black Wall Street and what they did to that? And I got to, you know, pretend that I do.
Right.
Like, I read something about it. You know? But, you know, you're actually a very well-versed person. You know how to express your opinions on this. So I thought, coincidentally, you know, it'd be great to talk about what's going on and get some fucking insight.
Well, I appreciate you. Let me first start by saying I don't know that I can offer any insight as much as I can offer you what I think as far as what I'm seeing. And I'm not versed at all. I'm just black. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those things with what's going on right now. It depends on how we're talking about it, right? Because there's a lot more going on in what people understand. To the people that think this is just about George Floyd, it's not the case.
Right.
What you're seeing right now is the culmination of about three generations that are tired of looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
They're tired of looking at it. And I personally don't understand the people who say they don't understand. I don't understand the people who don't understand when the riots have broken out. I don't understand the people that, oh, I don't get. How could you not?
Right, right.
How could you not understand something that's very basic?
Yeah, right? One thing, because I went on live last night because I was just like fucking venting. But I was like, listen, man, I kind of said the same thing in terms of like, I might not be for the looting of stores. Like, I don't know that that's the best, but I also get it. Like, I understand where that would come from of just being like, fuck this shit. We've been fucking trampled on for a long ass time.
Hey, dog, it's so much deeper than that. It's so much deeper than that. Even the people that are talking about the when it becomes riots, right? And I don't know what videos you've been privy to see, but these are videos that people send me. I don't go looking for this type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the videos that I've seen, if we're talking about it, when people, and this is how I knew it was the case, because the language changed. Usually when it's us rioting, as they say, it's, oh, they're thugs, they're savages, so on and so forth. I knew something was different this time because the words savages and thugs weren't used by the the whole media. It was on, like, the president said what he said, but he talks like that anyway since the Central Park 5 days. So I expect that from him.
I also, but I will say what Trump said.
Cut me off again.
This is a cut off podcast.
But stop. Stop. And this is why you have to stop, is because with this topic, y'all talk too much as it is. You don't listen.
I want to interject a point, but like you can finish your point. But when you say, when Trump says thugs, do you think that he, who do you think he's referring to in the tweet?
Come on, man. Who you think he referred to in the tweet?
I think that I honestly think that he has a bigger problem with Antifa than with anybody right now. I think Antifa has him scared shitless.
Okay. Now, who's Antifa? I don't know too much about that. Whose group is that?
Okay. So here's the thing. So I went out last night, like 11 o'clock, 11:30, to watch these protests. Right. There's, when I go in the day to watch these protests, like I literally just got back from one today. And
you go to watch them.
I go to watch. I go to observe.
What does that mean?
I'm sitting there on my bike. I'm seeing what's going on. You know. Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to form an opinion.
But when you're trying to form an opinion. Okay.
When I see these guys protesting during the day, right? It's peaceful. It's fucking, it's a beautiful thing. Like it was a beautiful protest that I just went to today that I was seeing. When I was there last night, that was not the vibe. I was pulling up and like legitimately people were like, the first conversation I heard was a guy going like, yo man, the most violent protest was right over here. That shit was pretty fucking wild. And like emphasizing, like these weren't like, you know, people who even live in New York City or people that work in this city, they were fucking, they were kids. They were 18 and 19 year old kids that you can tell, like, they don't work. They want to just fuck some shit up. And like that, I think, is what's taken away from the fucking movement in general.
No. It hasn't taken away from shit. The only people that have taken away from anything are the people that choose to talk about those people. But even those people, right? Even those people, because that's a very small percentage. But even those 10 people, if they're responding to what's happening, you have to look at the table of contents, right? So if I start at page one and what I seen on page one made me angry at page two for what I'm reading on page two in conjunction with page one, if I rip out the third page, that's just what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't, every riot that I've seen start in the videos that I've been sent, because what I was getting to earlier was that they act like that's our thing. It's not our thing. Rioting in general isn't our thing.
And I agree.
That's something that we got from y'all. All this shit that they're calling violent is behavior that we learned. Y'all behavior. It's the only way you seem to listen. So again, when you look at it and you consider the fact that four ex-police officers killed a man, four or five, I forget how many of these mongrels it were, but they killed the man in cold blood, and the dude that did it looked perverted as he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas suffocating was on his Spotify playlist, and to hear him go, everything hurts, turned him on. That's the look that homie had in his eyes. Yeah. So you have people watching that, right? And you have them seeing that they sent state police officers to protect a killer's house. This is how comfortable they are killing us. This is how comfortable they are killing us in HD. Right?
Yeah.
They kill us and then say, the man that killed you, not only is he not a cop anymore, which makes him a killer, he's still free. Yeah. I have friends that are locked up on much, much more lax crimes than any type of murder.
Right.
I'm talking drug charges that were put in jail immediately while the case of Brown then was being built. So the fact that they sent this guy home, sent the cops to protect the killer, and then you had the police arrest us for saying to the actual police, go in there and arrest the killer. You think about the message that sends. You think about all the cops that aren't even involved in this type of thing. And people talk about, oh, the good cops that are in danger. Well, who's putting them in danger? Are the people putting them in danger, the people that are going, hey, we want to see the good cops actually be good cops and take this bad ex-cop to prison, or are you putting them more in danger when you send them to be at a protest and they're dressed in Call of Duty gear?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're sending them to a protest that's about police. One of my friends, his wife is a police officer. We're talking, and I told him straight up, he's like, well, bro, you know, my wife's a police officer. And I said, well, that's unfortunate, because your wife is a good lady and a good police officer. She didn't go to work, man. She didn't go to work because she was scared of what might happen. And she didn't support what happened in Minneapolis. Now, imagine being a cop having to deal with that duality.
Right.
Because the duality is you thought it was wrong too. And you really don't have anything against the people that are protesting. Right. And a lot of these people are protesting peacefully. And a lot of the people that are starting the riots, A, ain't black, and B, are just 10 people going in to start some shit.
Yeah,
the problem
that's what I was thinking too, is like, because what I think the people who are starting violence and fucking being the ones to break down windows, from what I'm seeing, these are not Black Lives Matter protesters. These are these white anarchist kids who like are these burn the system down, fucking let's start over people. And this is what they're doing. They're walking around fucking creating these situations. So it's like, that's what I think is the enemy of it that's making all this work. But on the other hand, I don't know that peaceful protesting ever gets anything done. Like I already, like Tim Dillon said that on a podcast. I agreed with it. I was like, I don't think that's ever accomplished anything.
I don't know. When it's black protests in general, there seems to be a blind eye that's cast to them. So they've worked before, but it's the misinterpretation of the message. There's people that are telling black people what Martin Luther King would have wanted. And if anybody that's listening to this message, I want you to listen to this message. Who am I? Listening to this podcast, I want you to know. Yeah. If at any point you felt the need to tell a black person what Martin Luther King would have wanted, would have thought, you should shut up. Yeah. You should shut up. You should keep your mouth shut. Because it's kind of the most disrespectful thing you can tell us. Don't tell us how to be outraged.
It's like the ultimate form of mansplaining. It's like, let me tell you what Martin would have said.
But it's more than that, dog. Because it's like, you don't even care. The ones that don't. And the thing is, when we talk about this, when I'm referring to the people I'm referring to, I'm only referring to them, right? The ones that had nothing to say. Even when I hear you say, oh, I went to watch it, it's like, I get what you mean. I get the essence of what you mean. I went to watch it to form an opinion. So being where you are now after going and watching, because even like the sound of it makes me cringe a little bit, like, eh. But where's your opinion at now? How do you feel?
Well, listen, I've never once been against people protesting or I've never even been against people rioting, really. Because to me, it's like if people feel that they're at a tipping point and they feel like extreme changes need to happen, it's not up to me to go, I disagree, you should stay at home. Like that's
okay, cool.
Something is happening. You know what I mean? Something you can very much feel something is happening in the climate of the fucking country. So it's like, that's why to me, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm fucking shocked that they're doing this. Like, I don't think there are a lot of people like that. Like in my Facebook and shit, I'm not seeing people being like, this is, you know, I think the one thing that you do see is like, as somebody who lives a block away from where this shit's popping off, it's like, I hope my fucking block's not on fire. You know what I mean?
I hope my block's not on fire.
Yeah, I don't give a shit that they're like looting Chanel because it's like, fuck them. They got the money. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you think you'll ever walk with them? Like, take a block and go down with them, scream a couple of things? Or no, you ain't that far in yet?
It's, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's not that I have, I just don't know that I'm a protest person. Like, to me, I could see myself walking and, like, being a part of that cause, but, like, I kind of show my support in other ways. I show my support by talking about it, doing fucking podcasts. I donated money, like, try to fucking tell people about how they can help. But, like, I also, I had a girl I dated. It was this half black chick, right? She got mad at me for a tweet that I put up yesterday, which was, and it's kind of how I feel about this is, like, it really fucking bothers me. When I see white people, like especially young white people with like well-off parents trying to be the face and the fucking voice of a black movement, that fucking bothers me because it's like, I remember I talked to Eagle Witt about this. So like me and him were going back and forth about it years ago. It's just like, it feels like there's a tone in certain white people that's like, let me talk for you, buddy. Let me handle this. And it's like, why are you doing the talking right now?
But the thing is that they're not. They're not doing the talking. And look, there's a certain annoyance that I felt when I saw certain pictures that were like, oh, well, look at how, you know, look at how diverse and all that. And but by that same token, it's good to see the ones that actually care. You know what I mean? It's good to see the ones that were woken up, although I think it's crazy that, you know, It proved a couple things to me. It proved that a lot of people weren't listening to us the way that they should have been. If you were surprised by the girl in Central Park that did what she did, then you never listen to any of your black friends. We told you that that lady existed. If you were surprised by what you saw with the police, if you were surprised at the brutality that some officers can show, you haven't been listening to us, or you haven't been watching the videos that we watch.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Do you feel like, from your perspective, it feels that white people are surprised to see these things? Because to me, it feels like we've all, like, to me, it's like, I feel like I've known about these things going on for so long that I'd be surprised if other people are fucking surprised. Because, like, if you look at, like, you know, it feels to me like the Midwest and even the South, they're all privy to these fucking issues, and you'll see videos.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that protested, and you said to yourself, you? How many new protesters do you know now?
I don't, you know what? It's, I'm not the best person to ask that.
Because, okay, cool. I got you. So for me, right? I know a lot of new protesters.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of people that went to protest that never went to protest before. When it was Trayvon Martin, when it was Eric Garner, they did not go protest. There's something different about this. And I think what happened is you have a lot of people that had time to be at home, right? People are at home and they're realizing what matters to them. And then when you see something like this, it's a complete shattering of what you've taught yourself the last couple months. Most people are home with their families, right?
Right.
We're talking about a person that killed another person in the coldest of blood in a real sadistic way, and they look like they reveled in it. And I think a lot of times that violence that we have to know can be present for us, a lot of people don't have to know that.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're not stuck at home and they don't have 8 minutes to watch this video.
Right.
There's a certain type of reality that certain people get to escape from.
Yeah.
And then when it's thrown in their face, like, bro, that video is this close to where you can't see. If you hadn't been paying attention before, this is the most attention that you're ever going to pay. And it's going to be a brutal, rude awakening. It's a rude awakening. And it was a week of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It started with Joe Biden saying the bullshit he said. Then you have old girl in Central Park, and then you have this. So for me, and just my opinion on the whole thing, we black people owe you no explanation. We owe you no explanation. And in fact, I'm upset that there hasn't been any conversation to how do I say this? There hasn't been any conversation on how peaceful these people truly have been and how peaceful we as a people have been throughout all this shit. Because we talking about the same thing that Martin Luther King and those folks marched for, that my grandparents fought for. At no point were we ever so reckless in our going back where we like, oh, we need to kill police officers or something like that. We never thought that. We never made the occupation the enemy, right?
And I think that's so fucking true. And that's why, like, The people I have a problem with are not fucking protesters, and they're not people who are even rioting about this. It's the other motherfuckers who are using this as an excuse to fucking create anarchy or to create
I get mad at that too, but you're gonna have that anyway. What pisses me off is the people that don't understand. That's what makes me angry. The people that have advices for us on how to handle things like this. If you ain't gonna help, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes. Yeah, if you ain't gonna help, shut up or stay home.
Right. Or, but also, like, stand behind black people on this. For once, let black people do the fucking leadership and the talking on these issues, as opposed to being like, I'll be the one that's fucking having the loudest chant.
But even with the loudest chant, you can't lead this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is one of those things where you show your support, but you play the back. I have a lot of friends that have felt the opposite way about this whole thing, to where they don't know what to say. You know what I mean? They want to help, and they want people to know that they want to help, but they don't know what to say. Some of them are older. They feel afraid about saying something and being construed the wrong way.
Right.
Some of them are younger, and they don't want to. They feel like they hadn't showed enough care previously, so why show this new care now? And they worry about how that looks. I say to people that think about it that hard, just do whatever you think feels right, but don't offer your solutions unless you understand that people will respond to the solution that you offer. Right. Don't point out certain shit that involves the victim of these crimes, right? Because it'll open you up to review on what you're actually looking at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The problem is these things are wrong. Don't try to add on anything else. Oh, this is why. No, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because when the opposite is true, they kill us. You understand? Yeah. Christopher Dorner, they went at those cops. They vaporized that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People that say shit like, oh, I don't understand why the people were filming and didn't jump in. You don't understand that? You really don't understand that?
Right.
You don't understand that this is like the 50th video from the time that Trayvon got murked by George Zimmerman? This is like the 50th video, bro. So we talking from the time Obama was in office till right now. It's only 8 years. So in 8 years, this happened over 40 times, and you see videos this horrendous, and then you wonder how this group of people finally goes, we're done. Because you can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing this.
So let me, one thing that like for I think people that like don't get it, it's just like, well, one thing I was thinking about is like, as a white guy, right? If I'm the only white guy if I'm doing a black room, right? If I'm doing a show, it's only black people. There's a certain racial awareness and a certain feeling of being the only white guy in an all black room. Like, you know, I'm the only white dude. And one thing is like, with black guys or just black people in general, there's a lot of times in a fucking daily basis where you must have a feeling like that, where you're like, I'm the only fucking black dude here.
But it's so much deeper than that. To understand, I don't know if you ever watched Def Jam 25, but there comes a moment where Chappelle says, if we told them what being black in America was, would they believe us?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, you fucking wouldn't, because you gave us all this time. And you could tell by what you're surprised by, right? And of course, when I say you, I'm not talking to you. And that goes to anybody listening to this podcast. If you have sensitive ears, I don't have the time, patience, go die. We're not talking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between who we're talking to and who's standing in the way. The people that get mad are the people that are standing in the way. It happens all the time. And it's like, we're not even talking to you. You're not at the level that we're talking to. We're talking about the people that are involved in the system. If you're not involved in the system, then get the fuck out of our way.
Right.
What are you standing here for? What are you standing here for telling us how much you love the cops or how your dad is cop? That has to do with what we're yelling about. Right. We want 4 people to go to jail. And then we want to talk about all the ones that you owe us. George Zimmerman is still out and free, dog. You know what I'm saying? You now have to own all the backlog of this shit, too.
Because we ain't forgotten none of that. Making a fucking shit career out of just like saying awful shit when tragedies happen.
And again, the mercy of the people that they're talking about is never brought up.
Right.
They went and set Target on fire, and I kind of don't believe that shit, because I just don't see how children could go and then do something that's completely out of our character, actually, and kind of out of their pay grade for a night. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't disappointed in seeing nothing that happened, but I'm supposed to believe they just did that with firecrackers?
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at everything that white people have had to take, black people have had to take over the last fucking, even just 100 years, I think it'd be very easy to say that black people have been the most forgiving group of people in society in terms of like the patience and.
And this is what I'm saying. I don't understand the people that don't understand. I don't. It's like at this point, we owe you no explanation. We owe you no explanation. America's been to war for less, bro. We've been to war for less.
And
we've blown up and decimated countries for less.
Yeah, and there's a real feeling. Like yesterday, for example, I'm at the fucking protest, and you see like a line of police, and in front of them are protesters screaming at them and yelling. But in the back where I'm at, you start to hear conversation that's like starting to get fucking sketchy. You see people starting to throw shit. You see actually... You kind of see every single different thing in a human circle. Like, you see guys hitting on chicks. You see another dude yelling at another girl about shit within the protest. And but the scariest fucking moment, I don't know if I lost you here. I feel like you're...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you back.
Okay, got you.
I'll tell you, all of a sudden, when the police, like, move an inch and they break the fucking line, like, it's pure chaos. Everybody's on fucking mopeds and bikes. at full speed flying out of there because they're worried about getting tear gassed. And like, I'm literally on my bike hauling it, and the dude behind me is on a moped flying towards me screaming, fucking go, go, go. Like, and it's just that through a whole city for the whole fucking night. It's fucking insanity, man.
Oh, you mean people are afraid of how the police are going to react, so they overreact? Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. That makes no sense. But again,
I'm just saying it's fuck. Oh, but the reason I brought it up was because this is my fear, is that it feels like things are so tense that my fear is if the police shot somebody, if like they fucking shot somebody, I think it would be the second time we had a situation of the shot heard around the world. And I think that's going to be what fucking launches a revolutionary war in this country, man.
I don't know if it's going to go that far. I of course hope not. That part isn't our part. You know what I'm saying? Because I highly doubt it would ever go the opposite way. That definitely wouldn't come from us. Nobody wants that. You know what I'm saying? That would be the last thing anybody wanted. And from their side, that's the last thing anybody should want. And this is the problem. When you have the police out there, because I think that when there's a protest, if I'm protesting about police brutality, police are the last group of people I would want to see. And if I'm a cop, I don't want to be anywhere 8 hours where people are going to be talking about me, right? This type of person I am. So I wouldn't want to be there. I don't think you should have them there. I don't think police officers should be the people securing anything like this. I think it would be smarter if they had, you know, like the EMTs and stuff like that, be present, maybe pass waters and let people be peaceful. Because a lot of the good cops and a lot of the people on the force, they fully agree. They're just like, we don't want you to destroy the city.
Yeah.
And 99% of protesters are like, that was never in the plan in the first place.
Yeah, that's exactly, I feel like you fucking nailed it. Cause that's exactly how I feel. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking with you. I think we need police reform. I think we need to go over tactics of what you can fucking do. I think we need to hold cops accountable to make sure things like this don't fucking happen. But at the same time, I don't want people to burn my fucking city down. And I don't think it's those protesters doing it. I think it's other people fucking exploiting. And like there was a cop got hit by a car yesterday in a hit and run at like 5 a.m. And he's, of course, he got hit. The car has Wisconsin plates on it. People are pulling up in cars from completely out of New York.
There are people pulling up from everywhere doing everything. But again, the problem is that they're not talking about them like they're individuals. Yeah. They're talking about them like they represent us. And it doesn't represent us because it's not any of these kids. Yeah. And what happens is, and then just leave these kids there to fend for them fucking self after something that they started.
How do you feel? So New York City passed a curfew for tonight at 11. How do you
go feel? Go die. Because if you could pass curfews, then we should have been able to get through some of this COVID shit a lot sooner. If you're able to pass curfews now, all of a sudden it's worth passing curfews now.
But you know, now what you're saying? Nobody gives a fuck about COVID now.
No, nobody cares about COVID right now.
Yeah.
But what gets to me is that so you'll make it even more dangerous for the couple of black people that are outside that didn't hear about the curfew, that didn't happen to be looking at the news right around that time.
Yeah.
They're going to see a cop out and be worried about them anyway because they decided to make a quick run. I got a 24-hour supermarket around me.
Yeah.
I usually go for my snacks at around that time. So if I'm going to go for my snacks for a supermarket that's open 24 hours, they might not have gotten the news, bro. So if you catch me outside, now I talk to you so I know what's happening, but let's say I didn't. Let's say I didn't know what was happening and a cop roll up. I'd already be on one. I'd be on one already because of everything that's going on. And then when they roll up to approach to arrest because I'm breaking curfew, who knows what could happen? So why would you then create a situation where you can make it more dangerous for the people who are already telling you we've had enough?
Well, I don't know, man. As somebody who was fucking there yesterday.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And then with when Cuomo said what he said, he's, you know, you worry about the virus, you worry about things getting bad. And it's like, I don't know that a curfew helps that. I don't know if it helps the feeling, like you said, the vibe. Because you might push people into thinking that it's not more than what it is, but that the situation is a lot more hostile than it might actually be. You might be implementing the curfew for positive reasons, but it just don't ring to the ears like that.
Well, yeah, I think for them to be like, this curfew is for fucking COVID, like that's just that's fucking bullshit, you know, if they're saying that. To me, though, I will say, like, as somebody who was fucking out there and up last night hearing the fucking police scanners and like watching the news of how like which store, like in real time, I'll seem like, oh, they're fucking looting this store. This store is fucking looted. Bloomingdale's getting thrown open. But yeah, to me, I'm like, I'm because to me, the feeling, like I said at the beginning, is like during the day, it's a fucking beautiful, peaceful protest. At at night, those people go home because a lot of them have fucking jobs to get to in the morning or families to take care of. And the people left out are these like 19-year-old kids who don't have things to do, and so they're just causing a fucking...
I'm a hard disagree with you on that. I'm gonna say I think that it's a lot more confusing than either of us can figure out. And I'll say just from living here my whole life, and I grew up in Harlem, came up in the projects, and we hung out deep. And after a certain time, things would get wild. And it's not necessarily that the kids were wild; it just so happened you're tense sometimes. So I don't know what's causing these riots. I just don't believe that it's the protesters. I truly don't.
I don't either. But that's the thing. I don't either. And I don't think it's protesters.
Because nothing,
other people
nothing,
coming in at night.
Nothing about the NYPD makes them seem approachable. Nothing about their history. Nothing about how they are now. Nothing about how they talk to us. Nothing is inspiring about, we want to just go fuck with the NYPD. Yeah. Of all police forces.
Right.
So because
I ask you, because like here's the thing. Like one thing that I feel like some white people don't understand is like, for example, I'm fucking as a white, I was just saying, like, one thing that I feel like is a disconnect with how some white people view the issue is like, as a white person, cops scare me. When a cop pulls up, I'm afraid of what. But here's the thing: I'm afraid of getting arrested for something. I'm not afraid that I'm gonna have my life taken.
At least you'll live long enough to get arrested. The thing that you're talking about, right? We understand that it's children.
We understand
that a cop can take our life and it won't matter at all. It's kids. Yeah. I knew that as a kid.
Right. So
I knew that as a kid.
So that's the type of thing.
Okay.
Like, as a black man in America, what is your feel as somebody who grew up in New York City? When you think of the police, when cops pull up, NYPD, what is the feeling that you have?
I'd rather not see you.
Yeah.
I'd rather not see you. I'd rather not deal with you. I'd rather deal with anybody else because I feel like you'll exacerbate the situation. And that's not to take away from the plethora of good cops that I've met in my time. I'm just saying that also in my time, I've had enough negative experiences to go, I don't want to see this badge. I don't want to see the numbers. And I don't know if people understand this. There's an appreciation that we have for positive people on the force that never gets any acknowledgement. I would think, considering how disproportionate the numbers are with police brutality, we would understand good cops better than anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So when they say that we put cops in danger, that's ridiculous. We don't hate cops and never have. That's a myth that they put on police officers to make them scared. All right? So as a black man in America, no, I don't fear cops. I don't fear them. It's the wrong word. I never feared them. I don't think because you put on a badge that makes you any more important than I am. This is because I put on a shirt. I don't think that makes me any more important than you are. Right? So it's not a fear thing. It's an understanding thing. It's the understanding that I know as a black man, when I talk to police officers, a lot of times they're afraid. Mm. They're afraid. And they don't understand. I might even be more afraid because I understand that you could blow my brains out.
Yeah.
That's why in that video that you see, that's why old girl didn't rush in to push anybody off of somebody that they were killing, because we've seen the result of that.
Yeah.
You go into advance to save a man's life, mind you. You go in to save a man's life and they'll kill you. And if you don't get this video, they'll kill you both.
So let me ask you, what do you think in your personal...
You cut me off for a good point, but... Think about what that does to somebody's psyche. Think about what that does to somebody's mentality. You think about the fact that the news put video up of Alton Sterling being shot through the chest multiple times. My nephew saw that, though. My nephew saw that, and he wasn't 13 yet. So the fact that we've watched all this shit for years and we still know how to differentiate between what a bad cop is versus what a good cop is shows you a lot. And it shows you that the people that are talking about this truly don't understand our relationship with police.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of cops that are taking knees. This shit almost brought a tear to my eye. There's a lot of cops that are in impossible positions.
Right.
Because the blue coat of the silence is serious.
Yeah.
If they say the wrong thing, one of the reasons you don't see a lot of cops as public as you might want to see them, because they're scared.
Yeah, no, if a cop snitches on another cop, it's over. Like, your whole force is going to fucking hate you. It's like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But now imagine knowing that as a Puerto Rican police officer. Imagine knowing that.
Right.
Imagine seeing something that you know is wrong. You don't agree with that shit. But that's your brother in blue. I'm a comedian. I don't like when people come at comedians over jokes, right?
Yeah.
And there's some jokes I hear where I go, they're going to ring this motherfucker alive and kind of earned it, right? But I don't condone that. However, though, I've never seen a comedian hurt anybody. Right. You know what I'm saying? And to see the number of cops that have done bad and the number of good cops that were quiet or forced to be quiet or afraid to say something, now's not the time for that. Now's the time for every good cop to be as vocal as they can be. Because I think that division and who's who really matters a lot now. And I think it's something that we always understood, but on the opposite side was never really, the hand was never extended to us. There's a lot of police officers that have cases like this where when they would ask them, hey, you just killed somebody, would you go back and change anything? And the motherfuckers would be like, nope, I wouldn't change shit. I want to see that type of thing change.
Yeah, what I was going to ask. Do you have, what do you think, and this doesn't have to be a finished opinion, but mm-hmm. like, what do you think needs to happen now to move forward? What do you think are the right actions?
Jail all the people that murdered all of, jail any cop that's murdered somebody in cold blood for no reason, excessively, as if they never wore a badge before. Stop making the city have to pay for what they did and make them pay for it. Because we don't want your blood money. We don't want your money with our children's blood on it. We want justice. That's all we ever wanted. That's all we ever wanted. As far as cops at large, I would like for, talk to us. Talk to us with respect.
Yeah.
Talk to us with respect. We're not children. That's the one thing cops don't seem, not that they don't understand it, but that's one of the problems I've always had. It's a tone thing. Hey, dog. Back when Stop and Frisk was a thing, and you push out the staircase door and say, get on the fucking wall, you in plain clothes. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
It's the hood. You could be trying to rob me. So no, fuck you. I'm not giving you anything.
Yeah.
Because that's my reaction, because I don't see no badge. Right. I don't see no badge. You in a champion's hoodie. Talking about getting on the wall. Nah, I ain't finna get robbed. It's my building. Yeah. Oh, I'm a cop. How I know that? You still ain't showed no badge.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? There needs to be a way that they speak to us. There needs to be a way that they're allowed to speak to us. And there needs to be ways that we can speak back. You don't just get to be rude. I just watched a video of two cops, wrongful identity, on some guy, handcuffed them to check them. Then when they were wrong, the best you got to tell me is, you're sorry? Nah, dog. When I'm in your custody, there's a 50% chance.
Are you talking about the FBI guy?
No, I'm talking about there was a black dude in a red shirt sitting down smoking, talking to his friend. Two cops walked up. You fit a description. Hey, he's like, no, you got the wrong guy. I'm not even that guy. It's literally not me. No, get up. You're not going to win this. Get up. Get up. Dog, I'm telling you, I'm not that guy. Why are you handcuffing me to check my ID? I can give you that. Why is it that you had to put this man on the floor? What's your thing with the floor? He's handcuffed. It's a fake $20 bill that you were supposedly called for. Why is he on the ground? Why is he handcuffed in the first place?
Yeah.
This whole shit could have been avoided. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's more than just that. It's not just what the cops did. What about the person that called the cops? You set in motion a chain of events that led to this man's death. It was literally Tuesday, Wednesday, you see an old girl set it up. And then on Wednesday, you seen the result of something like that. And that's the reality of the situation.
I think it's so important for like us to be able to fucking talk about these kinds of things and have conversations, because like it feels like for once, I mean, we saw like the White House lights go off the other night.
And yeah, Anonymous don't fuck around, dog. I was watching that shit, and yeah. It was the first big laugh I've had all day, because I was sitting here and I missed that part of the news, and I look on the TV and I saw the White House, and next thing you know, all you see is this. All the lights went up,
yeah.
And I'm like, nah, not with all the trash you were just. Because again, we're dealing with people that are doing more inciting than they are any good.
I think it's right now. The reason I brought it up is because it feels like this is the first time I think in my lifetime that I've seen that it feels like the government is actually afraid of the people, as opposed to the people being afraid of the government.
The people we don't scare easy. It's not a thing of being afraid of the government. It was never about being afraid of the government. Not for our cause anyway.
Yeah,
it's not about being afraid of the government. It's about we don't want to go that extra route. You know what I'm saying? Because that extra route might be violence, and that's not where any of us want to go. That's not our thing, right? Yeah, it's never been, never will be. That's y'all thing. Violence is y'all thing. We let y'all do that, right? That's not what we want to go. That's never been where we want to go. So when you see the president talking the way he's talking, it's like, you're not listening, dog. You're in the way.
Yeah, I will say I am unhappy with it feels like right now there's a real lack of leadership in terms of what needs to be said.
Like, there's a lack of leadership on his side, but again, what do you expect him to say?
Yeah.
If he said the right thing, all of us would die of our heads exploding.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him the credit saying he's an idiot. He doesn't possess the complexities to figure out things like this. He doesn't. And to any of you that listen to this that might be fans, again, go die. I'm from New York, all right? The people that were involved in the Central Park Five grew up but blocks from me. That he was ready to have incarcerated forever. Yeah. He's not complex enough to understand things like this. He doesn't get dualities. That's beyond him. He's the wrong person to talk to. You know what I mean? So from that guy, I don't know. But from the populace, I don't know what to fix this. Understanding would fix it, or, you know, blocking up all those four guys.
Right.
I do think
it's fucking important for us to have conversations like this and find where we agree and disagree on things in a way that fucking makes sense. Because, like, I can be with you on every fucking part of the issue, but I can still have a problem when some fucking bitch drives in from the Catskills 2 hours, comes down here, throws a Molotov cocktail on a cop car with four officers inside. I'm like, that lady should be in prison for the rest of her life.
Well, guess what? We agree. We agree. But when you even when you talk on that lady, let's be very specific. Because until you say who she is and what she
looks
like.
I'm pretty sure she's white.
No, ain't no pretty sure she is.
Yeah.
You talking about the lady that had she had some shit in like a Bud Light bottle.
Yeah, I didn't see the images, but
they just showed it on the news not so long ago. That's the only reason I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So no cops got hurt, thankfully.
Yeah.
So if we talk about the same thing and no cops got hurt, yeah. This is my point. When you speak on them, no, describe them. Because if it was us, you'd describe us. And that again, I'm not keep doing this disclaimers. Describe them. Because there's going to be too many people that heard you up until me saying right now that was a white lady. There were people that heard you and saw the image of a young black teenager.
Yeah.
And you were wrong for that. You were fucking wrong for that.
Well, no, I mean, the only people I'm speaking out against here are like,
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Again,
fucking chaotic motherfuckers.
I'm not talking to you, Lev. I'm talking to people that are listening to us. And from what you described in their mind, imagined a black boy doing that. You know what I'm saying? Actually, edit boy out. Edit that out. A black guy doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they pictured in their mind. And that's not the case. Same with a lot of the shit that's causing these riots. It's not us.
Have you been going to protests?
Fuck no, I'm not going to protests.
Why?
And the reason I'm not going to protests is because my energy isn't correct for what the protest needs to be, right? These are peaceful protests with people overreacting. And I'm not in the headspace where I could watch you push a black lady off the curb. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? So for me, the best thing for me to do is to observe the way I've been observing. You know what I'm saying? Because my energy is 100% with everything that's happening. I'm proud of us for being as effective as we've been. You know what I'm saying? I'm more angry at the people that are lying on these kids. Because I think these kids are doing an exemplary job with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they have no frame of reference either. For real. Not any recent frame of reference of anything that's been successful. So for the job they've been doing, I think job well done. And I think anybody who's admonishing them for their methods is crazy.
Right. Dude, it feels like as a person who's, you know, like we're entertainers, we express our opinions on things, that's our fucking jobs. But like, it feels like right now there's a certain thing of like, people want you to do exactly the specific thing to show your support that fits with their guidelines. And it's like you saw me, I posted a thing on Facebook about that fucking lady who called the cops on the dude in Central Park. And I was like, totally against this lady being like, she should pay the fucking consequences for what she did. That's insane. There's obviously a history of it. I'm glad we're talking about it. This guy also seemed a little fucking weird to me. Not that it changes the story.
But, and it might not change the story, right? But again, it's what I said to you earlier. And this is something that you all don't have to be aware of. As soon as you say anything that might illegitimize any part of his story, even though it might seem like something that matters to you, it might seem like something very minuscule, that same reason would be why they would debunk that story in other places. And they would use that same logic to make it illegitimate. Right. Oh, well, this guy was actually being weird. So she had a reason. You would have reacted like that. Would you not have reacted like that? You're being redactive right now. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. And that's what it comes down to, where it's like right now, and a lot of people can't and you can't expect people to know what kind of responsibility they have right now, even as an entertainer, to where now your words matter because you're dealing with an open wound. If I'm bleeding and then you come and you put most of a Band-Aid on and then drop alcohol in the cut, I get to tell you, ouch, that hurts.
Yeah.
And that's why you got ripped up the way you did on that post by some people. It's because what you said, whether or not I agree with it, and I don't, but what you said might have come from the right place. You spoke at the absolute wrong time, as we're not looking to hear from
the timing, not the face. Was off.
Listen, you're not the name, you're not the face, and even the point that you made might have even been a point that we thought about, but it was so minuscule and non-important that you could have kept that to yourself until we got back to our way of doing things and you get to it here or you get to it on stage or you put up the joke, you put up to whatever.
Yeah.
That's your medium. But once you enter our conversation, because it's not even your conversation, once you enter our conversation and then you enter our conversation with mostly praise, but then that little slight jab of bullshit, I wouldn't let you do that if you came to my house. You can't come to my house and go, oh, it looks nice around here. You need to fix your desk that you can get out.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of energy where it's like, nah, bro, we ain't talking about that and you can get out.
Yeah, and that's fair enough, but I even have friends that aren't even like in entertainment, and they're getting messages from their friends that are like, why haven't you posted anything?
Why haven't you? We show up for everybody else's cause, every last one. If there's any white women that listen to this and you have black female friends, understand that it was a black woman that started the Me Too movement, a black lady. She doesn't even get any credit for that shit. So if nothing else, help out the people that got you so much justice.
It was Rosa Parks.
You know what I'm saying? Go die. Don't play with me like that. Not this week. But that's my point. Sometimes it's better not to say anything. But if you're going to speak, show the same love that you show for everything else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell us how much you care and you so-called give a fuck, and show us how much you give a fuck. Tell your parents how much you care for black people.
But I have a friend of mine was telling me, she's like, yeah, like people are calling me and being like, why aren't you fucking posting anything? And she's like, dude, I work in Harlem. Like, I've driven to Harlem for the last 2 hours every fucking day to work in the health services. Like, I've donated money to these causes. Like, I just don't want to be told what the fuck to say. So she's like, I can show my support in other ways.
You know, you can.
People are still coming at her for that.
Because again, one of the things that gets us hurt, it's what you're not understanding. Quiet support has gotten us killed over and over again. You know how many times people have told us we were right? and they'll give us a couple dollars to maybe start something, and then you go out and you get murked alone. You get murked alone. You're a right as could be. You see it. You do stand up. You see it all the time. How many times people said something, you're like, oh man, this person is great, should get this, this, and this, but don't get it. Not because the person ain't great, but because the people that are in charge of picking just ain't picking that way, right? Well, guess what? When it comes to these types of things, and people go, oh, that's a good idea, and we go out there and we act on that good idea, and then we get slain for it, and then you with your supportive ass, all you do is come to the funeral and say, ah, damn, they were trying. Nah, we need you as here with us in light as you are behind the scenes. Because sometimes it's inappropriate for you to do both. Either you're going to be with us, you're going to be with us. If you stand with us, stand with us. Tell somebody you're standing with us. What's the problem? Yeah. I get you don't want to be told how to do a thing, but we're asking now. Now we're asking. And you can either answer or not. But if you don't answer, keep that same energy. And if you feel like, you know what, well, I did something positive and I donated, so I don't have to say that, you know, that I'm here with you guys, cool. But understand that your friends, we take that in the inventory. Because whenever it's something, we speak up. We speak up. When Black Lives Matter started and you had to bullshit the people with the All Lives Matter, the people that said All Lives Matter only said that to shut us up.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hear us saying Black Lives Matter. But when the white kid started getting shot by the police and when the one kid got tased to death, no All Lives Matter people showed up. Black Lives Matter did.
Yeah.
And that's my point. So we always show up. You can do the same or don't. But if you don't, realize that we saw you and that we have every right to call you out for seeing you, or in this case, not seeing you. So to your homie, I hope that she finds within herself to publicly tell her people that, you know, hey, look, I support y'all. But if she feels that that's not what she wants to do, she also doesn't have to. But people are watching and they asked you to.
Nico, I got to say, man, you've unloaded some fucking great perspective today, man.
Oh, lucky me. I'm so glad to have done that.
And I know that for usually the podcast is a lot fucking funnier, but it's like, this is a serious time we're living in. We got to fucking talk about these things.
Yeah. It's a serious time that we're living in, but it's always been this serious. You feel me? And it's not even that the conversation wasn't funny. You know what I mean? The topic wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But I think there's something hilarious about the president talking cash shit and then having the light shut out. And the way the light shut out on him was beautiful to me. Because you can tell.
Somebody said it was like when Halloween, a house is out of Snickers.
All the lights went off at different times. And it's the White House. I've only ever seen that happen in places where it's like the cops were about to go in. I turn on, like, turn on. I get the bathroom. I get the bathroom. Like, all right, we're not like we ain't here. No, bro, you in there. Yeah. You in there. You said they start looting, you start shooting. Yeah. And again, it's small things like that to where I'm not worried about the president. The president is a Neanderthal. You know what I mean? And I've been trying for 3 years. I haven't really said much about Trump. I don't even like opening up that rabbit hole. But he's a goddamn parasite, dog. And at the end of the day, I worry about the negative people he incites. I'm not worried about him. He's harmless. You know what I'm saying? He's harmless with a job title. I'm worried about the people that he incites because these people only want resolution. That's it. And if you can't understand that at this point, you need to do some soul searching because you might be evil. You might truly, but on some real shit, you might truly be evil. If you could watch what happened and you have any type of human interaction with another person at all, and you can't understand what happened, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong. Don't ask us for an explanation. You need help.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to people. You need help. So, yeah, we ain't going to come down with the answers, but, you know, those are some of my thoughts. If I told you all of them, we would be here for hours upon hours.
Yeah. Folks, first of all, Nico, I want to fucking thank you for coming on. Everybody listening, go check out Nico's album. You're going to fucking die laughing. Nico's one of the best out.
Now, tell them the name of the album, lad.
I actually know it. Hold on. I know it. I know the fucking cover art, and I know, oh my God.
Take your time. I ain't got nowhere to
be. Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Just keep this in, buddy.
Dude, I fucking, no, I don't edit anything.
Oh, I know that. But you're going to edit out when I said black boy, though. You're going to make that black guy. You're going to do that for me. That happened about 25 minutes ago, by the way.
What are you talking about?
Where I said I used the term black boy, and even though it was light and I said it, I still don't want it there.
I'm not editing anything. I'm not going through anything.
You editing that, man.
I'm not editing.
You're editing that part.
You just said you didn't feel comfortable with that thing. Now people know, so it's fucking over.
I'm comfortable in it. But yeah, we're taking that.
The album is called Marcellus. Marcellus. Get on Spotify. Get on iTunes. Give it a fucking listen. Follow Nico on Instagram.
Follow me on 93. All right. Now, Lev, this is your thing. So I ain't going to jump in on your thing and tell you how to do your thing. You've been doing your thing excellently here on the, what's the name of the pod?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not kidding.
What's the name of it?
Yeah. What's the name of it?
All right. It's Young Daddy. Now we're even.
Hilarious. Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not going to tell you what doing the Young Daddy podcast. You've been doing it for a long time. We're happy for you. I'm happy for you. I got to get you on the Potterhood. To the, you folks that had me here, I want to thank Lev for welcoming me to the Young Daddy podcast. And if you'd like to find me on Instagram at NicoWhite93. That's at NekoWhite93. I have an album out that my friend Lev forgot the title of. It's called Marcellus. That is Marcellus. It is my second comedy album, and I actually think it's damn good. If you'd care to reach out and give it a listen. If you found us here, then listen to it on iTunes.
And closes for Pete Davidson on the road. He's a very fucking funny guy.
I was about to say, we could have just started with that. MTV.
Well, I just wanted to say you close for Pete Davidson.
What does that mean?
You go out and you tear it up.
Yeah, we go on the road. That's the homie. But close, no, he headlines, I open.
Yeah.
Usually how that goes. Anyhow, thank y'all for having me. Find me everywhere. NicoWhite.com, NekoWhite.com. And if there's any of you that want to listen to the album but money is tight, just let me know and I'll send it to you absolutely free, myself personally. All right? So God bless y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of the way. And to any black person listening to this, stay safe. Love you. And to even non-black people, we love y'all too. Thank you and God bless y'all.
Fuck yeah. And we'll be back with a fucking great advice episode next week. We're either going to be in a civil war or not, but we'll have it covered. We love you.
If it is a civil war, we ain't started.